The Medrash comments, it's a Mechilta, that when the Jews got to Yam Suf, it was Bizchus Yerushalayim that Hashem parts the sea. Bizchus Yerushalayim, Hashem separates the sea, splits it in half, and the Jews pass through and make their way into the water, which ultimately closes up on the Mitzrim. And one may wonder, why Bizchus Yerushalayim, specifically? What is it about Yerushalayim that is somehow particularly connected to the Kriyas Yam Suf? The truth is, the Sefer Eim Habanim Smecha, Rav Tachtel points out, Yerushalayim is a code word for Eretz Yisrael, it's the center of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's really Lav Dafka Yerushalayim. It's just, you should know that Yerushalayim is so central, it's the heart of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, it's Bizchus Eretz Yisrael, the reason why Hashem split the sea, so the Jews can make their way across and ultimately get to Eretz Yisrael, which is a wonderful interpretation. But I'd like to offer an additional interpretation, one which explains why it's Yerushalayim Bedafka and not just a code word for Eretz Yisrael, because the Medrash does say Bizchus Yerushalayim. And therefore, perhaps, what is the Zchus of Yerushalayim? What zchus is there about Yerushalayim that somehow, bedafka that zchut, what unique characteristics does Yerushalayim have that bedafka the Kriyas Yam Suf was split because of it? The truth is, the first place Yerushalayim comes up in Tanakh, if I'm not mistaken, is by the Akedah. And if you look at the story of the Akedah, there's something very interesting. Avraham is told in Sefer Bereishis, Perek Chav Beis, to take your son and to go shecht him, etc., etc. And then in Pasuk Yadalid, when Avraham has his hand up and is about to perform the Akedah, the actual Shechita, the Malach calls out, Vayikra Avraham, pardon me, one step back, Vayisa Avraham Esayna, Vayar, I'm sorry, one more time. Pasuk Yad Beis. Don't do anything. Don't do anything, Avram. Don't hurt the boy. Don't touch him. I realize you're God-fearing. What should have happened there? Avraham should have went home. However, he doesn't. And upon no commandment but his own initiation, Avram notices that there's an aisle there. He goes, he untangles the aisle, brings it over, and shechts it instead. Then Hashem Yera'eh, he calls it Yera'eh, which is the first half of Yerushalayim. Asher Yemer Hayom Ba'arazeh Yera'eh. And then Vayikra Malach Hashem al Avram Shenis Min Hashemayim. The angel calls out a second time. Now it's important to know that it's a second time because it's an entirely different calling. I don't know how long it took place between the angel's first comments and the second comments, but it was long enough for Avram to untie his son, untangle the aisle, bring it over, shecht it, and have it as a carpet and rename the place. Was the angel just sitting around? I think he left and came back a second time, as indicated by the pasuk, "Vayikra Malach Hashem el Avraham Sheinis min Hashemayim." Perhaps the plan was for Avraham to go home. That's not what Avraham did. The reason why Yerushalayim got his name, and perhaps some of Yerushalayim's nature and inner quality is reflective of Avraham's desire not just to sit by idly, not to sit by passively, but to be proactive, to initiate, to do more, not just to wait aside, on the side. And if that's correct, perhaps that's exactly Pshat in the Medrash. Because the Medrash, it's true, is talking about a situation of Klal Yisrael being at the Yam Suf, but Bedavka the Yam Suf, where the pasuk says, Hashem Yilachem Lachem Vatem Tacharish, and Hashem will fight for you, says Moshe, and you just remain to the side. Vayom Hashem Moshe, Matitake Lai, Daber Al Bnei Yisrael Vayisov, don't pray. Now is not the time for prayer. What's now the time, says Hashem to Moshe at Yam Suf? Now is the time for action. Matitake Lai, don't daven. That's inappropriate now. Rather, Daber Al Bnei Yisrael Vayisov, start moving. Hashem doesn't want Moshe's prayer at this moment. Hashem wants Moshe's action. And perhaps the exact lack of action that Moshe was missing is exactly what Hashem says. You're not yet ready to act on your own as a nation. But b'schus Yerushalayim, the schus of initiating, the schus of going by yourself, the schus of doing it even when it's not being requested of you. The schus that Avraham had right over there when he decided, instead of going home, to sacrifice an idol in its place. That is the schus of Yerushalayim. And perhaps it's not just pshat the pasuk in Perek Chav Beis of Bereishis, but pshat the Medrash, which explains why Bedavka Yerushalayim, because what Moshe was lacking at this time was Hishtadlus. He was working with Bitachon. Moshe was saying, God help us. And God's like, no, now is the time for Hishtadlus. Matitzake Lai. Start traveling. Klai Yisrael should move. Initiate by yourself. Bedavka, that initiation is B'schus Yerushalayim. Based upon this, we understand not just the Medrash, not just the Pasuk, but perhaps a little bit about what Yom Yerushalayim is this coming week. If Yom HaAtzma'ut screams aloud, Am Yisrael Chai, if Yom HaAtzma'ut captures Klal Yisrael's eternity, Netzach Yisrael, if Yom HaAtzma'ut reflects the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu may punish us, may put us in the galus, there may be a Hester Panim. He may not show himself and therefore allow for tragedy and catastrophe and calamity and Holocaust. Yom HaAtzma'ut reflects the fact that there will be an end and Hashem will return in an overt fashion and continue showing his love to Klal Yisrael, if that's what Yom HaAtzma'ut is. Yom Yerushalayim declares we value more than survival. We want Hashem to live amongst us in our midst. We want the Shekhinah to return. The fact that we're still alive is good, but that's not the end. That's not our goal, and that's not what we're going to settle for. It's true we value surviving. It's true, Am Yisrael Chai. And I don't mean to minimize it or shed negative light on it by just saying it's true, we value it. The fact that we're alive today is a miracle. The fact that Hakamas Medina occurred within a decade after the Holocaust is a miracle. But Yom Yerushalayim reflects our ability to keep on dreaming for more than just survival, to aspire for more than just to have a country in which we live, although there's religious value to that. Yom Yerushalayim reflects that we're not just happy with the country. We want Yerushalayim to be its capital. We want the Beis HaMikdash to be the capital building. We want Shekhinah to return. And we're willing to initiate. We're willing to work. We're willing to fight. We're willing to shed blood, sweat, and tears. Because we value HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shekhinah. We value the Geula. So much so that we're initiating. The message of Yom Yerushalayim is not just be happy that we have a country, although we should be unbelievably happy. The message of Yom Yerushalayim is that having a country is the first step. Every year when the guys go to Poland, and every group who goes to Poland, presumably, they sing Hatikva and the Nani Mami. And it captures exactly this point. Hatikva is all about we're no longer subject to the anti-Semitism, to the killings, to the bloodshed of our history. We now have the ability to protect ourselves and to defend ourselves. We have a country. But Ani Mamin means there's no Geula Shalema just yet. Hatikva reflects the fact we're no longer in Gullus. And Yom Yerushalayim reflects the fact that we're dying, aching, hungering, searching for Geula, and we want to partner up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in bringing the Geula. We're fully aware HaKadosh Baruch Hu has plans for the Geula, and we believe there's a good enough chance that He wants us to partner up, and our excitement to do so, our passion to do so, our desire to bring Geula is so great that we're initiating, we're starting, we're doing everything we can. And I'll just add on one small little point. The sichot you hear from a lot of the Tzionish Rosh Yeshiva, excellent sichot, Yom Yerushalayim time, Yom Ha'atzma'ut time, are all about open your eyes and watch the Geula unfold. Look around at the world and look at how much we've, look how far we've come, look at how much we've progressed. Almost 50% of Klal Yisrael has returned home. Is that the kibbutz galus? Very possibly. The amount of religious Jews in this country is growing by leaps and bounds, percentage-wise, number-wise. The figures are staggering. Could that be bringing the Geula unfolding of history? Absolutely. The technology, the medical advancement, the economy, you put together all the ingredients you think and you would expect a Geula to have. You look around and that seems to be the direction we're heading in. But the second message is not just look around and see. The second message is what are our next challenges? How do we embrace the future? Whether it's inspiring a nation in Eretz Yisrael to be fully committed, whether it's bridging the gap between secular and non-secular Tel Aviv and Yerushalayim. You walk around Tel Aviv, you feel like it's a different country. You walk around Yerushalayim, you feel like it's a different country. Whether it's caring about Haredi Jews and learning from them and loving them opposed to trying to prove how we're right and they're wrong. Are you more interested in bringing the Geula? Are you more interested in proving you're right? Like that famous poem about Mashiach's hat, that everyone's more interested in being hashkafically correct than bringing the Geula. Yom Yerushalayim is a day where we genuinely reiterate how much we want the Geula and that we're willing to put the efforts in to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring it together b'shutfas. Not just to see Yad Hashem in this world and the ending of the Hester Panim, but to partner up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to team up with Him, Mamish B'Shutfas, and B'mehera B'Yameinu, to bring Bias Kol Tzedek.